Exclusive, Lara Trump set to release single Anything Is Possible by Emma Jo Morris on March 24, 2024. Lara Trump is releasing a single on Friday titled Anything Is Possible, which she wrote and produced along with some industry heavy hitters. Trump, who has recently taken the helm of the Republican National Committee, RNC, as co-chair, co-wrote and produced the song with Stacey Barth, who has also written for Rihanna, Britney Spears, and Katy Perry, among other top names. Jimmy Cozier also worked on the tune, as well as Danny Keys and DJ Fuse, of production collective The Pushers, who have worked with Kendrick Lamar, Nas, John Legend, Rick Ross, and Meek Mill. The song, which Breitbart News got an advance listen to, is about keeping faith, resilience, and having the confidence to take risks. Have faith, believe, just trust, you'll see, anything is possible. The chorus goes, to a tune Lara Trump is playing on the piano. Hard traveling a winding road, full faith in the one who knows. I put my armor on and I stand for what's to come. 'Cause there's darkness before the dawn, Trump sings, a line she first dropped in her speech to CPAC this year. Watch, Lara Trump outlines plan for 2024 if elected RNC co-chair. We're thrilled to present Lara Trump's first original single, a testament to her journey as a hard-working mother, a powerhouse in cultural influence, and more importantly an unstoppable recording artist. LJ Fino, president of First Class Label Group and executive producer of Trump's music, told Breitbart News. Anything Is Possible is a page out of Lara's diary and we are very proud of her work. I'm sure music lovers alike will agree that it is a fantastic record, Fino continued. Trump recorded in Miami at Bay 8 Studios and Studio 26 in Coral Gables, Florida, which shares space with Interscope Records, a division of Universal Music Group. She told Breitbart News in a statement that music has become a creative outlet for her lately, and that she has plans to pursue her talents further, following the election season. This song, and those that will follow, have been a great creative outlet for me over the past several months. I have truly enjoyed every aspect, from writing, to recording in the studio, to tweaking the musical arrangements, and I'm excited to share my passion for music with the world, Trump told Breitbart News. While my immediate focus over the next 8 months will be my new role at the RNC, I look forward to a time when I can jump back into this space. Unfortunately, all my fans in the liberal media will have to wait a little longer. Trump released her first single, a cover of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down, last autumn, which was widely censored on billboards, charts, and streaming services. A company operating billboards in Times Square refused to print her name, saying it was an issue, according to emails obtained by Breitbart News in October. At the same time, Trump and Fino shared a message with Breitbart News from a representative of Billboard magazine, who said that Amazon is reporting sales of Trump's song using different metrics than what is standard. Amazon is reporting sales with the UPC, standard barcode, rather than the ISRC, the record social security number, which is needed for sales to count toward Billboard charting eligibility, the message explained. Apple Music and Spotify also suppressed visibility of the song on their platforms. Spotify stalled on publishing Trump's second single, released a month later, in November, as Breitbart News reported at the time. The acoustic version of the same cover of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down required an abnormally long review process by the streaming giant, a move Trump called disappointing, but not surprising. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at jmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.